WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl Taylor Reed, coming at you live and direct from the Calm Within, where we dive deep into those ancient stoic practices that can actually make a difference in your everyday life. And trust me, you need this more than ever right now. Ever feel like the world is spinning faster than a hamster on a wheel? Like there's just constant chaos swirling around you, and finding peace feels impossible? I get it, I'm right there with you. But here's the cool thing. Even amidst all that crazy, there's this inner sanctuary we can cultivate, this oasis of calm within ourselves. And that's what we're talking about today. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you find your center even when life feels like a total whirlwind. First things first, let's remember that our happiness shouldn't be dependent on external circumstances. You know those moments when everything's going smoothly and you feel on top of the world? Awesome. But then something throws you off, traffic, work drama, maybe even spilled coffee on your favorite shirt, and suddenly, bam, your mood plummets. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can absolutely control how we react to it. Think of it like this. Life is throwing these curveballs, right? But it's up to us to decide whether we swing at them with anger or grace. Number 2, practice mindfulness. This isn't just some trendy buzzword, guys. It's about being fully present in the moment, savoring the little things, and letting go of the constant mental chatter. Think about it. How much time do you spend worrying about the past or fretting over the future? It's exhausting. Instead, try to anchor yourself in the here and now. Take a few deep breaths, appreciate the sunshine on your face, or simply listen to the birds chirping. You know that feeling when you're completely engrossed in a book or a conversation, and time just melts away? That's mindfulness in action. Thirdly, focus on what's within your control. This one's a game changer. It's easy to get caught up in things we can't influence, the weather, other people's opinions, global events, right? But by shifting our attention to what we can control, our actions, our thoughts, our attitude, we gain a sense of power and agency. Remember that scene in The Matrix, where Neo chooses the red pill? That's basically what this is about. Taking control of your reality and making conscious choices that align with your values. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. Seriously, it's like magic for your soul. Instead of dwelling on what you lack, shift your focus to all the amazing things you already have. A loving family? A roof over your head? The ability to laugh? Write them down, say them out loud, whatever works for you. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity and stress. And lastly, number 5. Remember that setbacks are temporary. Life's not always a smooth ride, folks. There will be bumps in the road, challenges that test you, moments when you feel like giving up. But here's the thing. Those tough times don't define you. They're opportunities for growth, learning, and resilience. Think of it like this. Every obstacle you overcome makes you stronger, wiser, and more capable. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, juggling deadlines, dealing with demanding clients, and feeling the pressure mounting. You know that feeling when your mind starts racing, anxiety creeps in, and you're about to lose it? Instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, remember our 5 key takeaways. Take a few deep breaths, focus on what you can control, like prioritizing tasks and communicating effectively. Practice gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow, and remind yourself that this too shall pass. You see, finding inner peace isn't about eliminating every stressor in your life. It's about cultivating the resilience and mindset to navigate those challenges with grace and strength. By practicing these stoic principles, you can create a sense of calm within yourself that transcends external chaos. So, are you ready to unlock that inner oasis? I know I am. Keep sharing your thoughts and experiences. Let's build a community of calm warriors together. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button and share it with your friends who could use a little dose of peace in their lives. We'll be back tomorrow with another powerful stoic practice to help you thrive in today's world. Until then, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.